Hope you were spoiled this weekend for Mother's Day. It's Mother's Day Hangover Monday, and we're going to probably have lots of stories and pictures and stuff to share about Mom's Day yesterday. Hope you had a great weekend. Welcome back, and we're into another week of May, the countdown to May long weekend. Welcome to the Beach House Beach Bunker and the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life for a Monday morning. Oh, get set for beach weather today and tomorrow. Oh, into the 30s we go. Oh. There is a fly in the proverbial ointment. That fly is Frost, actually. Yeah, we're gonna be cooking to start the week. Welcome into the Beach Bunker. We're gonna have some scorching heat to start the week, and then Frost to end the weekend, a long weekend. Of course, Mother Nature knows everybody's gonna be camping. Everyone's heading to the lake. Everyone's getting their summer started. So Mother Nature comes in to say, "Oh, so you think so? Do you? You think so?" News on a recall. Speaking of long weekend, you'll be loading up your cooler for the long weekend. Apparently, there is a finger-amputating igloo cooler that you need to be on the lookout. Finger-amputating is taking people's fingers off. You don't want that for the long weekend. Also, we're going to show you the Frontier Airlines video that got some employees fired. They were on the job, thought they were doing the right thing by making this little video. Certainly not the right thing. Got them fired. Also, the bizarre reason why you shouldn't put cheese through the TSA scanner. When you're at the airport. Hot spots for summer. A lot of people have decided that they're going to spend this summer a little closer to home. And we have some recommendations from Sunseekers on some great spots to check out as we get set to kick summer into high gear, baby. We could see off and on rain showers throughout the day. Environment Canada saying that there could even be a thunderstorm later this afternoon, which is to be expected when we get nice and scorching hot like that. It is hot. Wow, loving it. So get the grill going, get outside if you can. Enjoy that day. It's going to be awesome. Kuiper's Family Bakery. If you did not get some sweet treats yesterday, go see my friends at Kuiper's Family Bakery, your neighborhood go-to for irresistible handcrafted baking. Step into a warm, welcoming space with the smell of fresh bread, gooey cinnamon buns, and sweet pastries fills the air. Every loaf, bun, and cookie is made with care by passionate bakers who love what they do. And decades of recipe tradition, from soft hot dog and hamburger buns to decadent sticky buns and monster cookies. They've got something for you at 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond Corner, beside Tasty's. At Headley's Health Hut, guess what Wednesday is? Day after tomorrow is Win Back Wednesday at Headley's Health Hut, 1314 Richmond Avenue. If you are looking for vitamins, herbs, local products, gifts, clean beauty, sugar-free, gluten-free, and more, Win Back Wednesday at Headley's is your chance to win back your purchase in cash or check. Here's how you do it. With every purchase, fill out a ballot for the draw where you could win back your money. So Headley's Health Hut, Win Back Wednesday, day after tomorrow. Your health is their priority. 1314 Richmond, just east of Murray GM. And the official oil change of the Tyler Glenn Show is Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, where they make a donation to the Bear Clan Helping Hands and Samaritan House. When you go get your oil changed, and of course while you wait, enjoy an inspection. They'll show you your filters so you know exactly what your vehicle needs. Quick service with a purpose. Only at Murray Certified Service Express. Countdown to the long weekend is on, and I got to let you know about this. Igloo, you got one of these in your house? These Igloo coolers? Ooh, apparently some of them have been recalled because they've been amputating fingers. That is never a good thing. A design flaw in the toe handles of rolling coolers made by Igloo before last year has resulted in dozens of crushing injuries and even amputated consumers' fingers. The coolers were finally recalled. There's more than a million of them in circulation. And now another 130,000 are being added to the list. The toe handle can pinch fingertips against the cooler. Where'd you get that injury, Tim? I got pinched by my cooler. The attack of the killer coolers. So be aware, pinch points, which may occur on or around handles, latches, hinges, lids, and other moving components. Sue the cooler. Sue Igloo. How dare you make a cooler that kills? Use safe practices on latches, handles, hinges when using them. Be aware that loose clothing and jewelry may also be caught in your cooler. It was May long weekend.
It was dark. You were thirsty. You reached into the igloo cooler when all of a sudden...
Oh, God! Somebody help me, please! Somebody help me! My necklace is caught in the wheel of the cooler!
Why are you down there?
I was just trying to get something to drink. I couldn't see the bottom of the cooler and my necklace got caught.
Coming soon, killer igloos.
So I'll post this recall information on my website so you can stay safe. If it's not the fires, it's the coolers that'll kill us. TylerGlennShow.com. The word Manitoba is believed to come from the Cree, Ojibwe, or Assiniboine indigenous languages. But regardless of the indigenous language that Manitoba came from, it all comes from, they all have these two things in common, water and God / spirit. So spirit of the water, God of the water, where the spirit speaks, that is the roughly translated Manitoba, where the spirit speaks from the water, the lake, the river. So, and you know what? Although that the gods and the spirits freeze 8 months of the year. So I don't know about that. I do understand it in the summer months that the water speaks because it flows and it's beautiful and it's clear. The other 8 months of the year, it's kind of like spirits, frozen water here. If you had somebody from another country or another part of the world come to our country, our part of the world, where would you want to take them? Sandy says the Devil's Punch Bowl and Sand Dunes. That's out around Carberry, isn't it? I have never seen it. I have never been out there. I have relatives that have gone, and it's people in Winnipeg love coming out to that thing. The Devil's Punch Bowl and Sand Dunes. Maybe Lindy's gone. Have you ever gone walking in the Devil's Punch Bowl there, Lindy? It scares me. I don't want to be walking with the devil in his punch bowl. Wonder why they call it that. Austin's Thresherman Museum is good, says Sandy, and the Brandon Hills. So many local sites to see. Lindy was there years ago. Carlos says, another one for Riding Mountain National Park and the International Peace Garden, which probably isn't in full bloom yet. I would think it would be June, probably towards the end of June when the kids get out of school. That's a gorgeous place. Got some beautiful flowers there. International Peace Garden is pretty awesome. Sharon says the Ukrainian Buddhas, along with the Ukrainian Pioneer Mass Gravesite, which is around 6 kilometers from the thriving metropolis of Oha, Manitoba, population 2.2. They do have a store. We've determined that on the show. And Sharon says the Spirit Sand Hills in Spruce Woods Provincial Park. There is a lot of interest in the Sand Hills. Alicia says, Riding Mountain National Park, Spruce Woods, and Forks. I was recently introduced to the Forks. I was late to the party. I mean, I've always known the Forks. I've been to it. But, like, I think the Forks market itself, I went to for the first time this winter, actually. We were in there visiting my son and says, hey, let's go down to the Forks. I've been there. He's like, no, Dad, you got to go to the Forks market. And I have to say, it's really nice. You know, it's a real nice spot, and they had ice skating there and stuff, and, you know, it's a nice Four Seasons playground. Of course, they don't have the skating rink in the summer for obvious reasons, but, you know, the Forks Market is in an old warehouse where they used to have trains. It was their big train warehouse in downtown Winnipeg, and they basically did a whole bunch of renovations inside, turned it almost like, I guess if I was to describe it to somebody, it's almost like a shopping mall, but like from the 1800s, if the 1800s had a shopping mall. And so there's little restaurants and little stores. And of course, it's got this charm of an old rail station, and it's in the heart of Winnipeg. So whoever came up with the idea, I'm walking around going, holy shit, this was a good idea. Whoever said, hey, let's that old CN building downtown at the Forks, let's rip that thing apart and put a bunch of stores in there. Initially, you'd think, oh, how's that going to work? It turned out great. It's really nice. Zumba Bernice says, Steep Rock is beautiful. Where is that? Steep Rock, is that by Carberry? Tracy has also never been to the Forks. I would recommend it. And in fact, there's a hotel right there, too. You know, if a person really wanted to stay there for a while, it's quite expensive, but it's beautiful. Yeah, I'm one to kind of say, hey, Winnipeg is not all that in a bag of chips. But I would say that that's probably one of Winnipeg's best attractions, actually, Tracy, if you want to check it out. Like, the zoo is okay. I haven't checked out the, the greenhouse? It's the place with all the waterfalls and the atrium. I haven't gone in there yet, which I should. That'll be next on my list in Winnipeg. Did the forks this winter, and I'll go to the big greenhouse over by the zoo. Michelle says, Assisippi Provincial Park is pretty awesome. And Yellow Jacket went for a 10K bike ride in Spruce Woods a couple of weekends ago. Spruce Woods, the little gem, hey, in western Manitoba, Spruce Woods. Alicia says she would also take them to Crow's General Store, which is this very, very old building that has been preserved. And it's right at the edge of town, too. You think, I'm going out into the bush. And then inside, they've got like a little milkshake shop. And like, when you stumble on it, you're like, I wonder, I'm somebody's property here. There's a lot of, is this a garage sale? Is this a yard sale of some kind? Kind of stumbled upon like 1900s Alabama or something. You're just like, where am I? And Crow's General Store. And then you go inside. It's really cool. Loretta says the Man of Nature Museum in Winnipeg is a good place to go. The Man of Nature Museum in Winnipeg. Oh, here's a really good shot of Crow's General Store in the summertime when they've got some leaves on the trees. Here we go. Nice place to go for ice cream. It's just someplace different. You are not going to find a building like that anywhere. It's pretty unique. Spruce Woods and Winnipeg, Crow's General Store, Daily House Commonwealth Air Training Museum, says Alicia. Colleen says, I would take them out to Souris to the Swinging Bridge. Something I discovered through the pandemic. I had never been to Souris, Manitoba before. Souris is like 20 miles from our town, and they've got a long swinging bridge in Souris. Canada's longest swinging bridge, Souris, Manitoba. And what a delightful little town. Close to Brandon. No wonder people live in Souris and drive to Brandon for things like work and sports and stuff like that. It's a growing little community. Janine says, Clear Water Lake in the Paw. Beautiful. There's caves and you can hike there. This is Souris, Manitoba. Look, there's a good shot of the bridge there. And they've got peacocks running around, says Loretta. Yeah, they're so fun to listen for. Make lots of noise. Very nice. So playing tourist close to home, playing tourist. Sponsors of the Tyler Glenn Show include Epp Law Office. Yes, our friends at Epp Law Office. Trusted legal support with a personal touch. At Epp Law Office, lasting relationships are at the heart of everything they do, specializing in real estate, corporate law, and estate law. They're proud to be your go-to legal advisors, whether you're buying or selling a home, managing business matters, or planning your estate. Offers expert guidance with personalized service every step of the way. Clients choose Epp Law Office for experience, integrity, and a commitment to making the legal process smooth and stress-free. 642 18th Street, across from the RBC. You've always got time for Tim Hortons because Ryan is part of the show. Yes, the new breakfast hit made the Ryan Reynolds way. 100% Canadian freshly cracked eggs, perfectly scrambled and served up with crispy hash browns, sausage crumble, and creamy chipotle sauce. Yes, try Ryan's signature recipe in a loaded box or wrap today. Check it out. Ryan's Breakfast at Westman and Area Tim Hortons with 10 locations to serve you in Brandon, Verdon, Nipawin, Dauphin, and Moosomin. And our friends at Skydancer Casino, just 90 miles south of Brandon in Belcourt. The PRAC Rodeo returns June 6th and 7th. The Big Car and Bike Show is at the end of June 27th and 28th. And the Thomas Carnival makes a return to the grounds July 2nd through 6th. Not to mention three big concerts, including Tracy Bird, Little John, and Gary Lavox of Rascal Flats in July. From top-tier entertainment to comfy accommodations, a water park, and Canadian at Par for Players Club members, ask for details at SkyDancerCasino.com, where the sky's the limit. Colleen agreed with Sir. She said Peace Gardens and the Riverbank Discovery Center. Jolene says Sandhills with a tour around Carberry's Heritage Homes is also nice. Diane says Riding Mountain National Park without fail, with a stop in Wasagaming, Souris, and the Peace Gardens. Souris is getting a lot of love. And Krista says, always Clear Lake and Riding Mountain National Park. But the, Souris is getting a lot of love. Tourist season kicking into high gear, and we could have frost this weekend. Isn't that crazy? Next on the menu is May Long, followed by Father's Day, June the 15th. And it won't be long before we're getting into grad season. The Trump impersonator, and there are a lot of them. This Trump impersonator, I think, is from Japan. Is he from Japan? He's gone viral. He's hilarious, apparently. So let's see if he's hilarious. His name is Chen Ru. He's from China.
Nowadays, we got a lot of foreign friends, especially American friends. They come here to China to travel. You know, it's a very nice destination for them. Now we have Bert here. Bert, how you doing?
Doing great. Great to meet you. Chinese Trump.
Chinese Trump.
Guys, you know where we are? We're in Chongqing, China. Look at this. We're literally in the sky. Look at this. It's so high. It's so high. It's like we're walking in the sky. And the city is tremendous. If you look down there, it's like so many floors. There's so many layers about this city. And look at the way they plan their buildings. Vintage
I think people
style.
In China like this. They're like making fun of Trump.
Density and the density is pretty high. That means high plot ratio. More plot ratio means more homes for the society. That also means more deals, right? They're doing a pretty good job. They're doing a pretty good job. All right, let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
He's okay. I think they're getting a kick out of it because he's really been taking it to them tariff-wise. Although I saw this morning that looks like they might have a deal, which if he is so angry at China and they've been battling and they have a deal, but they still don't have a deal with Canada yet, that's not good. That's not good for us. Hello? Your friends in Canada here, you're going to do a deal with us. We want to put things back to normal. What's going on? What's happening here? Okay, I've got that Frontier Airlines video I'm going to show you. We need your thoughts on this one. Did these employees deserve to be fired? They are customer service agents at the airline. And, of course, they took their phone out during an interaction and they posted it online. And, of course, it went viral. Now, does that necessarily mean they should be fired because of it? This customer was trying to check into his flight, and the customer service agents apparently are mocking him. Oh, that's not a good start. We'll take a look at the video here in just a second. First, Leon's Furniture Superstore sponsors on the show, sponsors of our news ticker, where the Spring into Comfort sale continues at 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon, up to 50% off select sofas, up to 50% off select clearance mattresses. Savings on outdoor patio furniture up to $1,000. Get you ready for the May long weekend. Proudly Canadian since 1909. And don't forget, you don't pay until 2027. 0% interest and no monthly payments, only at Leon's. Sunrise Credit Union with 19 locations to serve you. Time for a loan? Sunrise Credit Union knows that running a small business means staying agile. And when opportunities arise, timing is everything. So whether you're expanding operations, purchasing inventory, or covering unexpected costs, they can put the power of quick funding to work for you fast. Learn all about small business loans by visiting their website at sunrisecu.mb.ca. And we're into the final few days of the Our Manitoba Photo Contest. They're unveiling the top contenders, the 13 finalists that will be featured in their calendar for next year. So check that out on their social media channels at Sunrise Credit Union. Coming up tomorrow, Kathleen LaGlass is back with a special craft session from 7 till 9 p.m. tomorrow at the Elkhorn. Kathleen is there with the Decorate Your Own Resin Pot and Fresh Flower Arrangement. Please register in advance by calling the Elkhorn, and they'll get you all set up for Kathleen's workshop tomorrow from 7 till 9. Friday and Saturday kick off May long at Buffalo Bar with live music from Dan Kristoff. They've got tarot card reading coming up May the 21st from 11 in the morning till 7 in the evening with Char Wilcox. Want to know the future? Want to know the future? Speak with someone from the past? Tarot card reading at the Elkhorn Resort all day Wednesday, May the 21st. For activities, lodging, family packages, and more, visit elkhornresort.mb.ca.
Fall calls for comfort. Mack Weldon's got essentials designed for cool days and timeless style. Their new Ace line combines comfort with sophisticated looks. Go to MackWeldon.com for 20% off your first order of $125 or more with code MACK25.
Here are the Frontier Airlines workers and the video that they made that has got them in a heap load of trouble. Did they deserve to get fired? Based on this video,
and you think, oh, you're gonna check me in? I bet you we won't. I paid for a ticket.
And you didn't pay $25 for agent assist fee, and you check in 3 hours later. Hello.
I just said that I
get on your flight.
I just said that I would pay the $25.
And you thought you were gonna get on your flight. And you thought you were gonna get on your flight. And you thought you were gonna get on your flight. And you thought you were gonna get on your flight.
I literally paid for a ticket. I'm here 30 minutes. I'm here 30 minutes before my flight. And they're not letting me check in.
And you're not getting on your flight.
Because it's a policy. We don't control that.
And you will never fly.
You were about to let me check in. You were about to let me check in, and you decided that you ain't gonna let me check in.
Make me check you in.
You literally work for a company that I bought a plane ticket for. I'm here 30 minutes before the flight.
Can you please leave, sir?
No.
Can you please leave my personal space?
I'm not in your personal space. This is not your personal space.
This is my stationery.
This is not your personal space. You work for a company. This is not your personal space.
We ain't got to worry about it.
You don't have to worry about it. You're literally not doing your job for a customer that has paid for a plane ticket to get home.
I told you to stop putting the camera on me, sir.
I'm literally here at Frontier. I bought a ticket, and they are not letting me check in.
He's a little tight for time.
For no reason whatsoever.
Well, 30 minutes.
I've already bought a ticket. I've literally already bought a ticket, and this is your reaction.
Wow. So they were fired, and I don't know. I don't know why. Why would they be fired? Why would you fire them? They did nothing wrong. Yeah, they probably could use a little bit of coaching and customer service, but why fire them? Molly says, fire them. Blessed Mamas, I say, hey, stop for a second. Stop right now. Thank you very much. I need somebody with a human touch. It's customer service. And they recorded it to show to HR that, look it, we did exactly what you told us in the handbook. If somebody shows up less than 60 minutes before departure, you can refuse their boarding. That is in the HR handbook. It's on page 16, bottom of the page. I did what you told me to do. If you got a problem, take it up with the Frontier Airline chief rule officer guy. I'm just following the rules. I'm just following the rules. Now, could they have been a little bit more diplomatic? Sure. They could have said, look, I feel bad for you. I really do. I wish if I was in charge of making the rules, I'd let you on. But you see, I like a paycheck. And I listen to the man. I listen to what was put in my handbook. And so you can take your bag and get the hell out of my personal space. I guess I would have acted like them. I guess I would have been fired. You guys, rules are rules, but they were pretty rude. What? No one's allowed a bad day. I'm just taking the opposite side to be difficult. You know that, right? I think if they worked for my company, I would have fired them too. But you know what? I'll play the devil's advocate. I can jump on that side. They're probably having a tough day. It's a tough line of work to check in all these smiley faced travelers while you're sitting there slaving away, putting the bags on. You never get to go anywhere. You're unhappy with life. I mean, it's tough sometimes. They just want to follow the rules. Blessed Mama says, I feel sorry for the guy. If it was mine, I would have gone Karen on them. But actually, that is the rule. If you do not check in to a Frontier checkout counter at least 60 minutes before departure, they can refuse you. Otherwise, you must pay a $25 fee, and then they can allow you. He refused to pay the $25 fee, and that's when this all started to hit the fan. He's like, hey, I've got 30 minutes still. Pay the $25. He didn't want to pay the $25. I would have jumped up from another part of the airport waiting zone with $25 and said, can everyone just shut the hell up and let this guy board? Here's the $25. Don't be a cheapskate, and you be kind. Now, kiss and make up. Molly said that 1 year I left 3 hours ahead, got through TSA and everything, then ended up going out of the terminal and had to go through another TSA line and was almost about to miss my flight. So even if you leave early, you ain't guaranteed to be there early. Did you show up at the wrong terminal or something that you had to go through again? Why would you have to go through twice? I had to that happened to me one time. I was in San Francisco and I was by myself and I could not find the gate. I'd gone through the TSA and I was at, I thought was the gate, and I too was early, and I'm walking around stunned going, I can't find the gate. It's like 1:30, 1:32, 1:34. I need 1:33. I can see 1:32 and 1:34. Where's 1:33? I need 1:33. I can't find 1:33. Not to mention, I'm flying to Calgary. So it's San Francisco to Calgary. It's an international flight. Where the hell's a duty free? I need my liquor. I've been here 48 hours. I was down at Twitch getting ready for the show. And I'm like, okay, I want my booze. Where's it? So that's what happened. I'm like, I got an hour and a half to spare here. I can't find my gate and I can't find the duty free. So I go up to the security guy and I'm like, where the hell is the duty free over here? And he's like, there's no duty free over here. I'm like, why not? He's like, because this is a domestic terminal. Where are you flying to? Pittsburgh? Philly? Miami? Phoenix? No. I'm flying to Canada. You need international. That's on the other side of the property. And this is a huge airport. I'm like, what? No, you're in the wrong terminal, man. You got off the bus one stop too soon. And I look at my watch, I got 90 minutes. I'm like, oh shit, I don't run. I'm a large person. I don't run, but I was jiggling and jaggling, running to the other part of the airport. And I caught my flight, thank God. So I did that, Molly, but I went, so I had to go through TSA again. But it's my own fault. I don't know, it was early. I don't know what happened, sis Molly. They make it frustrating too. Thankfully, in my case, they were nice. I think they were laughing at me. Because they were like, oh, you're in the, oh my God, you're in the wrong term. Holy shit, you ain't lost, man. You beyond lost, man. It's okay. Go here, turn right, then left. Then run 50 yards, you'll see a door. Go through that door, up the stairs to your right, then another left. Get on the elevator, go both three flights up, go three stories up, then get off the elevator, hang a quick right, then a left, you'll find it. And then go through the TSA, zigzag, zigzag. But don't go the left side, go the right side of the TSA line, it's faster. I'm like, oh, I can't remember all these directions. Oh, I'm in shit. I'm in big shit. Co-ops of Westman, you're at home here. When you're doing your barbecuing today or tomorrow, make sure you hit the co-op. They've got everything for your barbecue needs. They did such a great job with their Mother's Day stuff. They had flowers and chocolates and all the good stuff. I'm sure there's still some of that stuff probably on sale today now that Mother's Day is done. But at the same time, stop into Co-ops of Westman and pick up a co-op gold package of Smokies or burgers to throw on the grill. Check out their delicious meat department and pick up some beef, pork, or chicken. Of course, they've got seafood too. And ready-to-make meals in the deli department. And it's not just food at Co-ops of Westman. When you go on that summer road trip this year, make sure you fill up your gas tank at your local co-op gas station. Heritage, Pevina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, and Hamiota Co-op, Co-ops of Westman. If you don't feel like dropping into the gas station, if you want to have an electric vehicle, make sure you see my friends at Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, Westman's number one EV dealership. You'll pass the gas pumps, and there won't be as much maintenance either. They are Westman's number one EV dealership, including the Equinox, Blazer, Silverado, and Hummer. They'll help you find the perfect fit for your lifestyle with lower fuel costs. Charging is cheaper than gas. Tax incentives, thousands back on eligible GM EVs, and lower maintenance. No oil changes, fewer parts, fewer headaches. Murray's is at 1500 Richmond Avenue. But then what if you get hail on your EV? What if you get hail damage on your car? You take it over to Auto Fashion. From minor dents to a full showroom shine, Auto Fashion has you covered. From PDR, paintless dent repair, to window tinting, interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coating and paint protection and more, Auto Fashion has got you covered. AutoFashion.ca. Visit them at 255 17th Street North, behind Best West Pet Foods and Lee's Buffet. Why should you never put cheese through the TSA scanner? What's the problem with cheese? I must know the problem with cheese. So apparently, it's not illegal to put cheese through the security scanner. If you are bringing soft cheese that can be spread, cream cheese, cottage cheese, you're limited to a 3.4-ounce rule, and it'll have to be in your one-quart bag. But you'd think that hard cheese, say a chunk of cheddar or a wheel of provolone, would be fine, right? You don't want it melting in the belly of the plane, but surely it'll be okay in your carry-on, right? Apparently, depending on size, solid cheese can cause even more issues when going through the scanner, and it's because of its density. The density of certain cheeses under certain conditions makes them look like certain types of explosive. And TSA officers are trained to look for this when they're going through your bag. So you've got a bag, you've got a wheel of cheese in your carry-on, they're going to think you got a bomb. So it's always best if you're going to carry cheese, and I don't know why you would, but actually, I had some friends go to Holland, and they brought back a wheel of cheese for me. Wonder if they had this kind of problems. If you're going to go someplace, and you're going to put cheese in your carry-on, tell them you got cheese. I got cheese. And they see chocolate, too. Not so much the Hershey, but if you have a big chunk of chocolate, if you have a big chunk of chocolate that you'd use for melting, and people do, they'll make it into all kinds of craft-related sweets and confectionaries, tell the TSA before you put it through the scanner. I've got a big brick of chocolate, or I've got a big brick of cheese, because both of them could look like they're set to, you know, go kapow. Quentin says probably the same density as C4. And if you don't, it's not that it's illegal, but you're going to get pulled to the side. They're going to inspect it. They're going to ask you about it. They're going to, it's just going to delay you. And unless you are showing up 3 hours early like Molly, you're going to get delayed on your boarding. Then you're going to have to deal with these Frontier people, and then they're not going to let you on. Then they're going to make a video about you, and then the video is going to go viral. It's a mess. Leave the cheese at home. Jesus. Happy birthday, Manitoba. It's Manitoba Day. Happy Manitoba Day. Enjoy Manitoba Day. Your favorite thing about Manitoba is what? What is your favorite thing about Manitoba? My favorite thing about Manitoba is those long summer nights, which are just upon us. And let's enjoy them, because in about 7-8 weeks, the days start getting shorter again. I know, don't throw stones at me. Don't throw tomatoes. We're less than 2 months away from the days getting shorter again. And the thing is, these beautiful, long summer nights, golfing at 8 or 9 o'clock in the evening, daylight until 10-11 o'clock at night. That's one of the best parts about living in Manitoba. So happy Manitoba Day. And it's also Nurses Day today. We want to say a special thank you to area nurses, International Nurses Day. Nurses do so much good work. And you know what? They get us at those moments where we're not our best. We're not our friendliest because we're in pain. Nurses always do an amazing job. So hats off to nurses, not just in Manitoba, but wherever you may be lurking in from. Happy Nurses Day today. You are so appreciated. You're always handling us and dealing with us and helping us at our worst moments. Lots of great nurses in our area, and we love you. Thank you so much for all you do. So happy Manitoba Day, happy Nurses Day, and happy Mom's Day Hangover Monday. We'll do this again tomorrow. More food, fun places, and mayhem. We'll have some more beach time. And again, it is going to be hot today, so make sure you got some water with you if you're going to be spending some time outside today, okay? Great day, guys. We'll see you again for Tasty Tuesday tomorrow.
When your furnace or air conditioner quits, you need it fixed, fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win the Lennox Partner of the Year Award and a BBB Torch Award for Ethics last year. So, call CARE Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Here at Renewal by Andersen, we believe that a warm and cozy home starts with a warm and friendly consultation. Energy-efficient windows and doors, custom styles, and professional installation. Renewal by Andersen is here to help create your ideal space. A free, no-pressure renewal by Andersen consultation is just a call or click away. Visit us online at iHeartMyWindows.com to schedule an in-home appointment. When it's time to talk windows, we'll bring the wisdom. Renewal by Andersen.